Attention, film school students, here are a few announcements. Item 1, remakes are a delicate dance. Item 2, you not only have to tell the same or at least similar story. Item 3, but you have to prove why it should be remade as well. Oh, and item 4, if anyone can find the film school janitors on their lunch break, tell them it's time to review Amazon Prime's Roadhouse. Not to be confused with Amazon Prime's Whole Foods.
A little story about a trio of janitors. Might have heard they worked at a well-known film school. They picked up a few things other than trash. They might hate your movie or if drunk think it's cool. Every now and then they get together for a lunch break. Trash talks a movie, your TV, your streaming. Rodney and Jason and Sean Bale clean house. If you listen close, you can hear kids screaming.
I do the Peter Griffin Roadhouse.
Roadhouse.
There's a whole episode, Roadhouse.
Oh, does he keep saying it?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
I think you're right. I remember that, yeah. So, yeah, we're going to be talking about the 2024 Amazon exclusive.
Exactly.
Roadhouse, starring Jake Gyllenhaal.
Were they going to do a movie release on that, and they decided not to, right?
So, no, the rumor is that, or the story is that Doug Liman, the director, he got mad and didn't want to promote it because he was like, this should be in the theater. But Jake Gyllenhaal came out and said, no, this plan was always, Joel Suver produced this to be strictly for, Amazon. And then Doug Liman was like, oh, yeah, I guess you're right. And then kind of, went back to...
Probably for the better and more hurt their careers less.
Well, I would think that, like, one thing I saw was they go, the CGI fight, like, the fight scenes, they use a lot of CGI. They go, they probably went to small screen, so you don't notice it as much as you would on a big screen. But Randall, you want to break down what... you've seen the original, right?
Wait, there's an original?
There's an original Roadhouse. Okay, this is going to be interesting then.
Wait, there's an original Roadhouse?
With Patrick Swayze?
I don't know if he's messing right now or
Wait,
not.
Patrick
Swayze? Oh, okay.
No, I've never seen it.
You've seen it.
No, I haven't. I'm for real. I'm serious.
I can't tell if he's messing with us or not.
I'm not messing with it. I will be like, I have not seen.
You're the first person ever I know walking this earth that I know that haven't. Besides, like, if I were to ask my kids, you ever hear the original Roadhouse?
Is it good?
They didn't know it was Roadhouse. So we'll talk about the differences in two, I guess.
Yeah.
You caught me off guard. I wasn't ready for this conversation. I wasn't ready to.
I mean, I wouldn't, because you normally.
Well, so I'm not judging you. I just wasn't ready.
Normally, if there's like a preview, they'd be like, "Oh, watch the old one and the new one."
They don't. So they're like parallel universes.
They're. I would call it like there's a frame, and then different, completely different curtains hanging on these frames.
So it's not like a remake.
It is a remake. Because
they're the same character.
Right, it's the same character.
No, Elton. They both got the same name, Dalton, but their first name is different.
Elwood Dalton. What was the name of?
I think their first names are different. I could be wrong.
Oh, you're right, James Dalton.
So they're like, I don't know.
All part of the Dalton lineage.
No, but he's not a relative. He's his own Dalton. Like he's not a son or a dad. He's not a.
Oh, sweet.
So I don't know what they were. Where they were.
Yeah, because then there's a part. There's a part two with. Let me see what his kid's name is. Dalton, because he made a part two. Wait, no, he's not. I thought he was his son. I guess not. Shane Tanner. Oh, he's this. Shane Tanner is the son of James Dalton. So this has nothing to do with any of them. So the original. Rodney, explain what's the original breakdown of the original plot? Like, what's the approach to the whole thing?
So I actually thought it was a Texas bar. It's actually a Midwest bar.
In the first one?
Yeah. I went back and looked it up, this Roadhouse.
Yeah, I would have thought it was a southern, like Georgia or something. No, but they're saying Midwest.
But the guy with the country boots and the powerful business guy in a small town.
But I guess it could be southern Illinois, southern Indiana, or something like that. You know what I mean? So, Ohio. It could be Ohio.
I read somewhere it said Midwest. I'm like, really? My brain put Texas.
Yeah, I felt like it was Bayou
Something. My brain made it Texas right away.
Could have been Kansas.
Could have been Smallville.
Yeah. I mean, it was like a bayou. There was like the little bayou.
Yeah,
so I always saw like Alabama or Georgia or something.
I think you might be able to look it up there, but I always read it was, I think I read recently. It was, so there's a billionaire at this time. It was a millionaire. he wants to start.
Oh, Missouri. It's Missouri.
Oh,
so.
Missouri. Okay, well,
wait, is that the guy from Ghost?
That's the guy from Ghost.
Yes.
Oh, he was in another movie?
I'm mad you called Patrick Swayze the guy from Ghost instead of the guy from Roadhouse.
But he could have said Dirty Dancing.
He could have said... Nobody puts Baby in a corner.
I've never seen Dirty
Or
Dancing.
Red Dawn.
Or Red Dawn. Yeah, okay, better reference. So there's this business guy buying out these businesses. He's trying to run this small town. One of these bars, one of these guys owns this bar... Isn't giving in to his needs and his wants, kind of like this new one does. But this guy that does
I thought you explained the same movie.
But this guy, in the older one, he actually owns more of the town. this new one, it looks like the corner of the desert with like four places in it.
And it's it's like a small island in the Keys, Florida Keys, called the Glass.
And it's like four places on the whole damn place, and the rest of it's all sand. I don't know what this one's trying to do or portray, but the old one had a better town vibe to it, where they went downtown at a... They got Bigfoot, legit Bigfoot truck. He got the, because there's marked Bigfoot on the right.
I thought you said they actually got legit Bigfoot. No, I'm like, wait, Bigfoot's real?
At one point in life, Well, in the 80s, there was this truck, four-wheel truck, that would crush all the cars and stuff. It was called Bigfoot.
Okay.
So I know we're ordering you before you're born. Yeah, monster trucks. Thank you, Sean. And I've taken the kids to one monster truck show. They loved it. But anyway, he hires Bigfoot to come and crush all these cars on this guy's lot because he wouldn't give into his stuff anyway. But stuff like that made you believe it had this... This town vibe to it. Again, yeah,
like
really
the,
good.
Yeah, like, you know, like that old idea of, oh, you got to pay me to protect you type of thing. That's what he's kind of doing with all his cronies.
And he's some expert hunter, right? Because you got to remember this part. You got to remember.
Big game.
Big game hunter. This guy
can millionaire?
Hunt
the millionaire?
Anything.
The millionaire.
Millionaire. He can hunt anything, no matter how dangerous or whatever it is. He hunts.
Do you remember his introduction in the movie?
I do not remember.
He's in his sports car riding down the road singing some like lollipop, lollipop, some old 50s song. And he's just driving wherever he wants on the road.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, somebody's driving him, and they have to, like, swerve off the road because he won't get out
and
of the way.
And that was the millionaire.
This is the millionaire. And he's old. He's a lot older.
He's
gentleman.
An old famous actor, but I didn't know what he's
He's old enough to run for our presidents lately. So
he's younger than our president.
He probably is, yeah.
Let's see. I'm going to see how old he is. Keep going.
So, anyway, this one bar doesn't want to give in to his needs and everything like that. So the one bar also... He keeps hiring people to go into this bar to beat up people.
He was 59 years old.
50, wow, he looks like he's in his fucking 70s.
Talking about Sam Elliott?
That's the 80s. No. Ben Gazzara, who played the...
Looks great there, by the way.
But he was born in 1930, so in 89 he was 59.
Wow, Sean, we're not too far from that.
I know.
So he keeps paying people to go in his bar and keep having fights and everything, so people stop going there. He figured if he makes his bar a rough enough area, people stop going in.
Do you remember the name of the original bar?
Double Deuce.
So it's like, and it looks more like a legit roadhouse. Like,
yeah, they didn't call it Roadhouse. So they could have kept the name Double Deuce. That's awesome.
I know. And they kept making jokes about it. Like,
that's how they made a joke.
Well, they were more making a joke about it being two words. Like, isn't Roadhouse supposed to be one word? Well, that's the joke. Oh, it's the Roadhouse. Like, they were almost like, it was like Han Solo. Like, his name is Solo because he's by himself. Like, they're trying to retroactively go, why was the old movie called Roadhouse two words? And why is the new movie called Roadhouse Two Words? Oh, it's a play on words, but...
So Patrick Swayze is this bouncer. I don't know what happened in America this time this came out, but everybody knows about bouncers back then, I guess. From town to town, everybody's heard of a bouncer.
It's just like the like the mythology of Cobra Kai.
Cobra Kai.
Or Karate Kid. Right. Like, everybody loves karate.
Everybody knows who this...
There's famous bouncers.
Who this Dalton is. And this Dalton has a teacher. It taught him everything, which is one of the most beautiful men.
Sam Elliott, yes.
Sam Elliott.
He looks good as hell in that.
He is a beautiful man. He's got the best hair. What, some of the best hair you will ever see in cinema.
His mustache.
Sam Dalton, I'm telling you.
Or Sam Elliott.
As a younger boy watching that, I did question whether I was attracted to older men with long, beautiful hair. Randall,
he could be your dad.
The way you're looking at
me. He could be your dad.
My zaddy, is that what they call him nowadays? I don't know. The way Randall's looking at me right now.
I'm going to pull up.
Let me show you.
You keep talking.
Randall, if you don't feel a tingle in your pants.
All right, you keep talking. Keep talking.
If you don't feel a tingle in your pants, Randall.
I'm just letting the listeners know that I... have decided to leave the podcast.
Ran over here screaming, no diddy the whole time.
Right, no diddy.
No diddy.
There he is.
Just get some pictures of him. But look at this man's hair. This man had better hair than probably 99% of the models back then had hair. Look at that waves. Look at this.
And then he's got that voice. You know him from stuff, right? Sam Elliott?
Yeah, I know him from Parks and Recreation.
Oh, yeah.
What? Well, you don't get 90 years later and say it's the same guy.
But
you got to get the 1980s.
Yeah, he was good. Anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I'm glad we moved from this section.
He is Patrick Swayze's mentor, not only in fighting, but in beauty. So.
And hair,
right? So anyway, so the person comes down and goes, hey, I'll pay you $5,000 a week to come down and bounce at my bar. Now, back
in the
80s,
that's a lot of money.
Back in the 80s, that's probably like $12,000 a week or something. I don't know what it was back then.
That's probably like, that's a lot.
But he said, you come down, protect my bar, we'll do that. I'm having hard times. But he didn't really tell Patrick Swayze the whole story. So a group of people come in, try to tear up the bar and everything too. Patrick Swayze does all the little things. Watch out for his left boot. Watch out for the punch. So he starts training all the bouncers there. Mm-hmm. Kind of like this one. This one tries to do that, but nowhere near the, hey, that you
felt the camaraderie with the other
bouncers. You did. To where there's a whole scene where
there was dirtiness in the bar.
But when he calls that out, so he goes there, but nobody, he doesn't tell anybody who he is, kind of chills in the bar. One person notices him because He's a bouncer in the 80s, I guess. But one person notices him. He goes, hey, just, I'm here looking around. And he watches people stealing from the bar. And when
selling drugs.
And when the bar closes down, he goes, I'm the one running now. You're fired. You're gone. He Donald Trumped half the shift there. You're fired. And let them all go. He said, oh, I saw you picking up. How much money did you take? But one of the guys he's fired is the nephew of the guy that runs the town.
Mm-hmm.
So he gets really mad. He goes, you can't do that. And he goes, you can't do that to me. You know who my dad is and blah, blah, blah. So he looks up at the bar owner. They just hired him. He goes, Dalton's in charge here because he's hoping Dalton can handle anything that's going to come through here. So they start causing shit through the whole movie. This guy actually hires a badass, hence your modern day fighter in this movie.
Yeah, Conor McGregor.
Conor McGregor, but they hire the guy then. He's kind of like a Bizarro to Superman type character, wearing the same type of clothes, the same boots.
Yeah.
It's the same background. It's weird.
Slick back hair.
Slick back hair, but he's got the same mullet, but it's darker. And it's weird, but there's a scene where, I guess, earlier in Dalton's life, he stepped away from a lot of the violence and doesn't fight as much because he rips some guys throughout in the fight.
Yeah, he's a zen. He's very zen.
Doesn't want to fight. You take him outside.
He has rules.
Fighting's the last resort. You never fight in the bar.
Take him outside.
But the way this was done, you believe that with that character. This guy doesn't have any of that believability. They just, I don't want to fight because he killed his buddy in the ring. I don't know. What's the name of the guy
he was? That was the opposite of
Dalton. I don't know who he was, but it was funny because this guy rides by on a BMX bike, and he burns the house, remember?
Oh, yeah.
And he starts to drive
away. Marshall T?
And he tries to drive away on this little motorbike, but somehow Dalton runs down the grass, runs down the hill.
Is it this guy?
And tackles the guy. Yes, that's him.
Marshall T?
Wait, I think that's him.
Yeah, he plays the character Reno.
Is that a mullet?
No, you said Reno?
Marshall T. Yeah, Marshall T. Yep, you're right. Okay. Yep, that's him.
But he's the counter to Dalton in this movie. So Dalton runs down his hill, tackles him, knocks him off the bike, and they're fighting in front of the lake. And it gets really bad where Dalton's getting his ass kicked. And Dalton's like, man, I got to resort to throat ripping. And he takes the guy and rips his throat out. And he's standing like in front of the lake like this with the guy's throat in his hand.
He like ripped his throat
There's anybody's watched, if you say throat rip in movies, anybody's watched movies, 10 times out of 10, they'll go Roadhouse. So this is like the scene in that movie.
Uh-huh.
So his girlfriend is a doctor.
Kelly Lynch's butt and him getting the throat ripped out of the two things this movie.
And
Sam Elliott.
He goes to get healed in one of his first bar fights and he falls in love with the doctor. Kind of like So she comes and tells, you can't go ripping everybody's throat out, Dalton, or whatever the fucking shit. She gets mad at him. They break up. They get back together. He hunts down the millionaire to end, fights him in his old house, which is pretty funny.
Polar bear falls on the big guy.
Ooh, traps him under the thing where it saves the guy's life because he doesn't get involved in any of the fighting, right? Uh-huh. Kind of saves his life. So the big fight feud at the end, you're like, how's Dalton, this badass in his town, this 70-year-old man, I thought was 70, I guess he was 59, going to give him a hard time? But he's going through the house. There's dead lions and tigers and bears. You're like, oh, this guy can fight and shoot all these things, right? Oh, my. He's going to give Dalton a hard time. So they have this little shootout thing and fight his way through the mansion and shit. Dalton kills him. No, Dalton does not kill him. The people that live in the town protect Dalton and shoot him and band together when the police show up and say they don't know what happened.
Am I remembering that right? Yeah, because there is a story. Something else I've watched.
I don't just naturally remember something from the 80s. I've seen this a few months ago.
We did do a podcast on it.
I don't naturally just remember a movie from the 80s.
So yeah, he remembers this from months ago, but not Blue Beetle.
Not Blue Beetle, right?
Like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
But no, the
the throat.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man. You got to, if it's under that, and I over-exaggerated because of nostalgia. But it's
well, I just read the story about a guy that was the town bully.
Uh-huh.
And that was like,
he ripped somebody's throat out?
No. Oh. Something else about like a guy was a town bully.
Missouri,
and the whole town basically ended up killing him, but nobody saw anything.
No. What?
And I just read about that. And I go, that was in some movie. And I'm thankful that you helped me connect these two now. So, right. Yeah, police arrive, but everybody present claims they saw nothing.
Yeah, right. Because the people that shot him killed him. One guy was the owner of the used car lot. Some other guy, but
the guy that burnt the house. So the guy burnt the house down. Well, he had a friend that worked at like a auto parts shop or something.
Yeah, there.
So let me get this straight.
So that's the old one. But the character of Dalton, he's got this zen thing about him. It's more believable the way he carries himself.
Yeah,
I love Jake Gyllenhaal. He's a fucking amazing actor. I just don't believe the atmosphere of that little.
No. So what I want to say is because this is how I take the movie, right? And I could tell that you two probably didn't like this movie, right?
Didn't.
didn't.
Oh, no, I did very much.
Oh, let's go. Let's go.
I loved this movie. During your time, I think you liked it.
No, I was so happy with this movie.
So listen. You got to look at this. This is how I take it. As what the commercials showed me, and like the commercials showed, when I saw the commercial for this movie, I saw Jake Gyllenhaal and I saw Conor McGregor walking around naked, acting like the man.
And his arms always.
And his arms walking like this, right? This movie delivered the fuck that I wanted it to deliver. Okay?
They said, I did read something where it said Jake Gyllenhaal and Conor McGregor knew what this movie was.
Yeah.
But the writers and the directors did not.
I agree.
I read this somebody, like they knew, because there's a scene in there where. What's his name? Cracks the Joker does something where you know Jake Gyllenhaal isn't taking stuff too serious in this.
Yeah.
And where the way Conor McGregor came out.
Well, I think that
they knew what this movie was.
The director did. Because it's Doug Liman. He did Swingers, Go, Born Identity, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, Jumper, Edge of Tomorrow, which is the Tom Cruise. Like, he's got good history of movies. But to me, the scene right away, like at the beginning, I was like, okay, I'm liking the pace. Like, we're kind of seeing. But right away, the very first big fight scene. With all those guys, the bikers.
Yeah.
When he's slapping them.
When he's slapping
them. I was like, I am 100% in on this. It was like the tone of the old movie. Oh,
and he said the other guy that knew the movie he was in too, more than anybody else.
The bad guy.
No, it was the fourth biker or whatever that was always cracking jokes.
Oh,
I'm just here.
Archer.
I'm from out of town and I didn't have any friends, so I just started hanging out with this biker group.
Isn't he like a social media person though?
He's a comedian.
No, he's a comedian.
He was in Broad City and stuff. He's done a couple of like.
They said him and Conor McGregor.
Yeah, Arturo Castro.
Knew what this movie was more than anybody else did. And then at times, Jake Gyllenhaal did.
Yeah, I mean, because first of all,
But he was great. He was great. Mm-hmm.
Like, those three were...
He's like, hey, man, he's really disarming. He'll beat your ass, but then he'll be, like, really polite.
I really don't have anything to what they're doing, man. I'm from out of town, and I was just looking for some friends, and I knew the biker club.
He's like, hey, man, thanks for not doing violence. I was like, yes. Okay, and then my man getting ate by the crocodile. Okay, but let me just say this, okay?
I didn't get my throat ripped thing. I'm sorry. The whole movie, you don't get
it. They got close with the throat punch for the one guy that burnt down the bookstore.
Give me my fucking throat.
No, I was kind of waiting for it. That was like the only thing they really had to do to tie
all
him.
That's it.
You just want him to rip out his throat?
I need a throat rip somewhere in that movie. I don't care if it's a little girl in the fucking bookstore ripping out somebody else's throat.
They didn't need her in the movie.
They did it. I thought that was a fake kind of bonding thing. They tried to get forced in there, and it didn't.
I didn't like her at first.
It didn't quite hit for me.
The more they showed her, I liked.
No.
She has to be the edge, and their bookstore burning down was the thing that made him push over. Right.
That was the line.
I will say, I liked. I liked
it. First of all, the location of that bookstore, it's a bad look. It's just a bunch of sand.
Yeah, it was
there. Terrible.
And by the
unless you get lost on the freeway, you're not finding that place.
The bus stop. The Greyhound bus stop.
But I like how he was like this character who was in. Like, I thought it was weird that you got stabbed, right? And he's like, did you really think this through? And the guy was like, oh, yeah, let me back up. I'm like, why is everybody afraid of him? And then they show you he killed that guy. Like, I didn't think he's gonna kill that man, but he like punched him in the throat, then threw him in the water, watched him drown, and then put him in a bag of ice. I was like, oh
yeah,
that was weird too.
He used it because he was gonna
kept him in ice or whatever.
Yeah, he kept him in ice, but he was gonna use his body to frame the cops.
Yeah, okay,
which he did. And then I thought it was funny when he was like, you know, short term memory, hit the guy in the back of the head. Oh, look, what's that? I thought that was funny.
I was waiting for the bad guy on the boat. Wasn't believable as the bad guy, so they kind of hinted at his dad being a real bad guy, but his dad being in jail. Right. But they never showed the dad in jail.
He was in jail.
I think they're setting it up for a sequel. I think that was why it's on Amazon.
Okay.
Because I think they want more.
Yeah, I want
did you
more.
Stay all the way through the credits?
There was a post credit.
I didn't see the post credit.
I'll get to it then when we're done. Okay. But I do think that they want more of these.
Okay.
Damn, I need to go watch
it. Conor McGregor Knox. Yes, when he was just doing the fuck he wanted to do.
Naked Conor walking.
I like your shit.
What's going on today? Hold on, wait. Why do you keep referencing Diddy stuff? We said no Diddy today.
This movie's half Diddy.
No, it's not. Okay? Conor McGregor went and had sex with a woman and was running around, and you just gonna let that go. What about when he took my man's jacket and set the whole thing on fire? You ain't talk about that? Okay, you ain't talk about how
he parked the car that the student teacher just crashes into a tree and gets out.
And he kept playing the same song.
Conor went to town on this movie. It seems like he was almost in a different movie.
But it looked like he had fun making it.
Yeah, I think... You think he thinks he was amazing in it, or you think he knows what he was in this?
I think he thinks he was amazing. Now, he's the only... Is he a big complaint for you on this?
I just...
I would,
okay. Like I said, there's three people in the movie that they knew they what kind of movie they were in. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It was Jake Gyllenhaal at times, because sometimes he was really serious throughout it, but it was a couple times where he like knew the movie he was in.
Right.
It was the fourth biker guy that just went looking for friends and just got caught up in their crazy shit. And there's Conor McGregor, and then everybody else was in a serious movie.
No.
That's what it felt like to me.
Because here's the one thing that was so weird to me. The black chick, it's like she, Jessica like if you Williams. Took her out the movie, it's like, what?
Yeah, the guy that was the owner in the
original. Girlfriend. She was almost non-existent, too.
Well, do you remember her? She's from
the police, but she's the police officer's daughter in this one, right?
The crooked kid. Well, I wanted that guy. He's a famous actor,
Yeah, he's a famous
actor. I thought he was going to be the guy from Fast and the Furious.
Yeah, I thought he was going to be the big bad in this one.
He was scary.
But he was like the sub big bad, not really a bad guy.
He was scarier than the son was supposed to be.
He was just trying to give him the true money off the big guy, right?
Right, yeah. He was like, yeah, you know, we're friends. He's like, he thought he was really going to take my daughter. Yeah, I really took it. What the fuck? He took his gun out.
Yes. So, I thought he would have been I was hoping he would be the whatever, because I would have liked him more as maybe the bigger villain than the guy chilling on the boat.
The one that covers for him at the end, too, after everything's done. He's like, get out of town.
You saved his daughter. That's why. You saved his daughter.
Did you recognize the daughter?
But the bad guy on the boat really wasn't vibing with me too much through this movie. I don't know.
He was meant to be cartoonish and buffoon, he wasn't.
I forgot what I see him for.
No, I would agree that towards the end in this
he might as well be a Disney villain.
No, you can. You
when they go.
Go ahead.
Well, when they do the whole boat thing at the end where he's out, like the big dick, the bad cop.
Yeah, yeah.
Billy Magnuson's character on the boat.
Big dick, bad cop. I don't know where that came from either.
That's his name, though. That's
is that what it was?
Everybody calls me Big Dick. He goes, I'm not going to call you.
We're back on Diddy's boat again.
But he goes with that boat out there with the bomb on there. Uh-huh. And like that whole sequence was like kind of where I went. I go, this is a little too much. Because the whole thing to me, I kept going, it's achieving the cartoon quality of an 80s cocaine-driven movie. Like, all movies in the 80s were made on
cocaine. If Conor McGregor's character would have came out and did a line of coke along the bar, I would have fucking loved it, because that would have made sense of why he was acting like he was to the rest of the
He was just fucking the man.
Just
he was
the fucking man. Just poured a bag of coke and just shoved his face in it. And, let's fight. I would have fucking rolled with that, because that would have made sense
how he was acting. But look, though, you don't need drugs to do that, okay?
Yeah, he's just pre-workout,
Okay, pre-workout.
Yeah.
Remember when he showed up, he's like, where the fuck is everybody? I was like, yes.
They had these, so you got Jake Gyllenhaal fighting in UFC. We didn't talk about his character. He steps away from the fighting scene because this is the part that kind of like... So he's fighting his best friend at the time in the octagon, but something triggers in his head where he kills his friend in the octagon.
Yeah.
I just thought there was other ways to go about that than have him kill his best friend in the octagon where he has control of his fighting, but doesn't have control of his fighting. And I get they fight each other's friends in those moments.
I feel like that was what they were trying to show, was like what he's trying to run from him.
But I don't see somebody ever in life having that snap in the octagon doing it. I don't see that ever happening. My brain wouldn't let me let go of that.
It would have worked better if his friend maybe like broke his nose and be like, "What the fuck, you broke my nose!" Like, and then like
not
like
a little out of anger, more. Maybe out of accident in a fight or something, or
yeah, but
like, just the snap in anger and him beating his friend to death.
Yeah, but he just snapped. It was like a psychological thing.
I know it's
That's what I kind of kept thinking at one point when Conor McGregor goes,
"We're like the same."
It's like we're the same. He goes, "You're broken just like me," or whatever. And I kept thinking, "Oh,"
and that's why. Remember when
you're broken like he was his Tyrion Lannister in his motherfucker.
Well, I kept waiting for like a heel turn, either from that guy that got eaten by the crocodile. I thought for sure because he took him up. That was the funny thing when he slap fights and hurts him on. He's like, "Where's the nearest hospital?" Oh, it's 25 minutes.
He drove them?
And he drove them all.
Yes.
But
why did you like this movie, Ryan? You say it.
It was okay. I listen. People don't understand how the old Roadhouse is iconic thing. I can sit here and talk about the whole fucking movie. Remember who shot who and who was standing in the old movie?
Yeah, that's true.
I love the old
and
one.
How you
even
love
though I can't name the villain
man,
guy. I just know him as Bizarro.
You loved that man and you questioned yourself as a child when you saw this movie?
It tingled in the pants. All Diddy.
So I would say this movie definitely, I watched the first hour.
This could be a good listen later.
I took a break.
No, it's not.
I took a break, and then I came back and watched. There was diminishing returns to a certain extent, but I ultimately overall loved it because it did achieve the vibe of this kind of, what the old movie was.
I don't know if I can pitch, so let's say, okay. Let's say, so.
Men getting their ass beat. That's all you gotta say.
Okay, post-credit scene, so what ends up happening?
I didn't see the post-credit.
Let's break down the ending. What happens? What's the progression after they're out on the boat? What happens? Explain it so anybody that has
So after he blows up the boat, he comes in. Dalton comes to meet because they said he kidnapped the girl and bring the money. Mm-hmm. After he blows up this boat, Everybody's rushing to get off the boat, and then so they're fighting for like there was like one or two boats out there.
Yeah, I think there are two.
Conor McGregor's on his way to the boat. He has no idea what's going on, but he saw the explosion, and so it's like everybody's like fighting to get off the boat and get to land safety.
Yeah, our four. It's Danielle Melchior, who what I kept trying to get you to say, she's the rat catcher from the Suicide Squad.
Okay.
And she was, that's rat catcher.
And she was also in part three, Guardians of the Galaxy. She was the one that worked in the weird internal body space station that they were in.
Okay.
She's like one of the pink people or yellow people, whatever the color those people were in that planet. But she was like the one that they kind of like, he was flirting with to get access. But anyway, so it's Jake Gyllenhaal, her, and then Big Dick and Brant.
And then a little farther away, there's Conor McGregor.
But yeah, the boat chase goes wacky. They go towards the main shore. It's Conor McGregor and him like are doing playing chicken with the boats. That was like the part two where I'm like, this sort of doesn't make sense when he's holding on to it. I like Conor McGregor holding on to the anchor as he was dragging him.
Yeah.
But it was also like it didn't make a lot of sense how he somehow flipped and get into the back of the other boat with Billy Magnussen, Brant's character. Then they crash into the shore. Him and Jake Gyllenhaal and Daniela jump off the back of the boat.
Yep.
So Billy Magnussen's Brant character flies like on the roof, crash lands. The boat's all on the deck of the roadhouse. Going back, I did like the little girl to go, oh, this is like a Western.
She did, because she kept, there's some books she recommended to him at the beginning.
And almost,
she said it was going to be like his town. And they did like that, because they said, I did watch a review where a guy said, well, yeah, because the original Roadhouse is just a Western. That's all it is. It's a Western.
Yep.
So the fact she called it out in the new one and keeps telling him, you need to read this book. It's about a guy that comes from out of town.
Blah, but blah, she blah. Called it. She goes, the book
I can't remember the name of the book.
It was like something.
Was it a made-up book, though?
It was a made-up book, but it was like, they go, the hero or the something of the double X. And I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, you could have put Double Deuce in, like, the hero of the Double Deuce, you know, like.
Oh, you think the book was about the original Roadhouse?
But because they called it Double X.
But I didn't put that together. Deuce. So the book was about the original Roadhouse.
It could be.
I did not put that together in my brain. Okay. All right.
But, yeah, so they come in the bar now. You've got Brant, Knox, Jake Gyllenhaal.
Wait. Knox drove in with a car.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. He goes to the bridge, stops the car, crashes the car in. Because he's already been fighting Brant a little bit, and then Knox and him getting their big fight. He stabs.
Well, Jake Gyllenhaal. You know what? So Jake Gyllenhaal put him in a what is it called? A sleeper half body chokehold sleeper, and then so he's choking out Conor McGregor at the end, and then Conor finds like a stake and then stabs him in the side. And then he kills
like Jesus. Brant. It's the spear of Longinus.
And then he's about to, you know, kill Jake Gyllenhaal, but then the guy, Brant, was like, kill him. So he's like, when will you shut up? What I got to do to shut you up? And then he breaks his neck.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, yes. And then he picks up the other knife, another stake to kill Jake. But then Jake Gyllenhaal blocks, and then takes the one on him and stabs him. And then he starts stabbing Conor McGregor multiple times.
Which is supposed to be how it should have looked in Dune 2. Like, it was not very clear, that whole little knife fight.
Well, that was supposed to fuck with you, because if you watched the original Dune, you knew, like, how that fight was going to end. So
yeah, because it was a dirty cheat. Like, Sting was cheating, and then you knew he was going
to
win.
But since you knew that part already, the new one, new people were trying to figure out a way to make you go, oh, my God, is he dead? Like, that's right. A day.
So Conor McGregor appears dead. Big Dick shows up and goes, get out of here. Get out of town. You know, I'll take care of the rest. The money's missing that they stole from the cop.
Yep.
But then you knew, right?
Give it to
go to the bookstore, yeah. Because that was like her mom's dream, who passed away, was at a bookstore. So they leave the money behind, and he takes off. She told him earlier in the movie about the tree that's on the old bridge, which is wild that bridge still exists and plants are growing on it in real life. But post-credit scene is you see a hospital scene, you hear screaming.
Okay.
And somebody slams against the door, and the door opens up, and it's McGregor walking out in his...
Oh.
He's in the gown from the hospital that's with his ass out again, walking out.
Did not see that.
So he's coming.
I got to go back and watch it.
That's why I think they're setting it up, because then the dad's in jail.
Mm-hmm.
His son's dead. The money's missing. And he's going to be tracking down Jake Gyllenhaal.
If they make a part two.
Yeah. And Jake Gyllenhaal... The only other thing, too, that, again, being Dalton, being more zen-like... And Jake Gyllenhaal's Elwood Dalton, he's the suicidal at the beginning, too. Remember? He goes to park on the tracks. So he's got nothing to live for. So is that a good quality or a bad quality for that character? Because now he comes into town, he changes his mind, and then he goes to help. But he was gonna leave after he's like, he goes, yeah, they're fucking up this place too much. I'm out of here.
Because she lied to him. She lied to him.
But then when he realizes they burnt the bad guys burnt down the bookstore, which is the guy whose throat he breaks instead of rips out, the guy that burnt the house down, but or burnt the bookstore.
And he shot
down
his dead body too.
Yeah,
he hated that guy.
So I thoroughly enjoyed it. It was diminished. The first hour was way, way better than the back half because I took a break on it. And then when I came back, I'm like, and I was like talking to the high heavens. I'm like, oh man. I'm like, I was like telling family members, I'm like, you got to watch it. And I was like, oh, okay. It kind of falls apart a little bit. Like it gets too wacky.
I jumped the second. I think I stayed up. So the second it dropped, I watched
did you?
It.
You did?
I watched it because I love the original Roadhouse.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he owns it in 4K.
Yeah.
You got like three copies of it?
I have digital. I have 4K. I actually might have the old DVD.
And we did a review of
it. I do not
too.
Have the VHS version of it. But I liked it. I liked the original Roadhouse a lot. So
I'm glad you keep your trinity of your favorite movies.
So.
But would you recommend it still?
It's an okay watch.
Did Kelly like it?
I don't know if we watched this together. I was by myself. I think I was by myself. No, I seriously watched it like 1 in the morning or something, whenever it dropped. So I remember. I just watched it. It was just me. So.
And then Randall.
It was okay. It was a mid.
I like the action. Like, you know, if you feel like, you know, you need to get that aggression out and you're like, yeah, then I would like recommend that. Like, you know, you got like some boys hanging over. You know, you're having a good like card game night or something to be in the background. I'll put that Roadhouse on.
Oh, you giving hints towards card night?
How did you like the style of fighting the way they filmed it?
I saw the CGI like the very beginning.
I didn't pay attention to the CGI.
Because it's kind of following through on the punch. So the camera's moving a lot.
Okay.
I feel like sometimes there's a benefit, even if it's cheap, like, again. There's a scene where one of them, like the real stunts in the bar, because the bar starts going crazy. Also, in the original, you had Jeff Healey Band. There was only one house band behind the cage. Mm-hmm. Okay. This one I had like, where? You're in the fucking Florida Keys, and every night of the week, you got a different band playing there, which is fine. But, you know, they're showcasing different artists.
That was a real band back in the...
In the days, yeah.
But him and the guy was the buddies, and the guy was blind, right? And
yeah, he plays his guitar on his lap, Jeff Healey Band. But, this was like, it didn't really play a part. It wasn't... The vibe of the old one felt a lot more close-knit of all the people that worked there were like, again, like a small town, right? Like, we're a small town fighting against the bad guys, the crooks, the cops ain't doing anything. The thing that was scary in this was Big Dick more than anybody else.
Yeah.
But he had no follow through whatsoever.
Yeah.
I mean, but I like the little moments too where the guy's like, get in the car. And he's like, oh, I can tell you got a gun under your shirt. And he goes, why don't you pull it out and show it to me if you're going to be such a big bad. He's like, get in the car, I'll pull it out. He goes, well, if you pull it out, I'm just going to break your fingers and you can't do anything with it. And he pulls the gun out and he breaks his fingers. He's like, are you okay? And, you know, I can break your fingers too. No, I left my gun in the car.
There's like, a hospital 25 minutes down the road.
Hey, let's get them to the hospital after you beat them all up. Let's get them all to the hospital.
20 minutes.
First
it was 20 minutes. He goes, no, I said it was 25. Oh, okay, 25 minutes.
And that was the guys.
Yeah. The funny guy, Arturo. But yeah, I mean, I enjoyed it ultimately. I would probably watch it again down the road. But, it's interesting that you didn't watch the original one, because I was telling my sister about this one. She's like, I've never seen the original. I go, I don't think you have to. I think they're two totally different experiences. So, I'd be curious to see when you watch, if you are going to watch
it. Maybe I'll have it in the background on card night.
He just told me about it.
I did walk you through all of it.
He watched through the whole movie. I'm good. It sounds, you know, pretty ancient and good.
Ancient.
So,
cards on the walls.
Would you want a sequel? Caves. You would want a sequel, right, Randall?
What?
A sequel to this?
Yes.
And Rodney, would you watch a sequel?
I'd watch a sequel, yes. Okay.
As long as the sequel is like the same production.
I didn't hate it, but I didn't love it.
It's okay. It's okay. You hated it. It's all right. You can stand 10 toes down.
All right. I think we got pretty much
It's like a bad blowjob.
Or pizza. Really have a bad pizza.
You've been saying a lot of Diddy things today.
No, I'm not the one giving it. I'm the one receiving it.
All right. On that note, back to it.
Thanks for completing this course. For more lessons, follow the Film School Janitors on Instagram and Facebook under Film School Janitors and on Twitter under FS Janitors. Please rate and review this podcast wherever you may have found it, and feel free to email us at filmschooljanitors@gmail.com. Now get back to your studies.